okay, part two, not part two, it's just like, well, part two today. There's still a sales story. It is still July 14th, 2022. And it's segment two. Let's call it that because next week is part two. Segment two today. And some amazing wins shared. Oh, my goodness. If you have started here because you're just listening to the recording, go back and listen to the other recording. You want to be there. Don't skip Shavasana. I'm talking to you guys later if you're re-watching this. Don't skip Shavasana. It's the grounding that comes from. Don't skip the wins because that's where we gathered the energy so beautifully. Don't miss the celebration, right? That's like so key. We start there. All right. Let me go and take a look at, again, I got to look at two different times here. Look at my notes and where I want to go from here. All right. And already, do I want to do it a little bit differently than what my notes say? Give me one second here. Yeah, Mara, where did you guys go? There you are. Okay. You can tell I'm not a techie person in my company, right? You don't need to be. All right. Not a meaning. Cancel that. There we go. Okay. I think you're ready to. I was going to ask you a number of questions at the beginning, but I don't think that I need to ask those questions. I'm only going to ask one because we're already in the energy of it. The other ones are not as the other questions I'm going to ask you aren't as far along, but we're already in the energy that I think we can just settle on the first question I wanted to ask you, which is what do you love about sales? What do you love about sales? And so I'd love to hear from one or two of you. You might not be in a place where you are loving sales right now. Because you all went silent just for a moment. So let me, Yvonne, go ahead.
I love the conversation, the building of the relationship, because sales is all built based on relationship. It's not about, hey, buy my thing. It's about, hey, you know, let's see how we can, you know, do something, create some magic together. And so, I've really started to enjoy those conversations, and then the sale kind of follows automatically out of that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Let's hear one or two more. It also lets me take your temperature. You know, you all look down when I said, what do you love about sales? Anna Maria, go ahead.
Really the possibility of serving someone.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's the highest service. It's stepping into a deeper relationship where you can actually serve, where you actually do your work and they actually need the thing that you are offering. And so what a beautiful thing it is. It's a hinge point between meeting that person and they have pain in your area and then actually being able to help them. This is such a heart-centered group. Who wouldn't love that? And again, the fact that you all look down, maybe there's a bit of hesitation. We're going to address that hesitation a little bit and help out with that. Anything else that you want to say about why you love sales? And again, if you don't, that's okay. By the end of today, by the end of the work that we do together, that will be transformed. Jonathan and then Marie.
Yeah, I just, part of sales that I like is finding out, you know, really sort of being open and trying to help somebody. And that sort of brings in a bond and a camaraderie and an energy that I think is, I really enjoy. I don't really think of it as sales. I think of it as, you know, how can I help you? And that's really, for me, what sales is how can I help someone?
Exactly. And I love that you say, I don't really think of it as sales. And I'm deliberately going back to and using that word sales here so we get comfortable with it. Because in this room, you know, I bet that there's nobody here who said, first, I want to sell stuff. Oh, right. And what will I go sell so I can make some money? I mean, this is not the room we're in, you know, not at all, right? And so, But when we can make friends with that word so we don't shy away from it. And it's exactly what you said it is. I mean, it's how it comes out of service. It comes out of deep support. It comes out of wanting to help and serve. And so when we can, you know, and you don't have to use that word if you don't want to, but it's a word in the industry and I don't want you to pull back. You know, when I love learning more and more about sales because it means I can help people more. Who wouldn't want to do that, right? At least in this room, right? Who wouldn't want to help more? You're so in service, you're so about win-win-win in this room, and you know, in this community. That's who this community is, right? Thank you, Jonathan. Beautiful, Marie.
I love the mystery of it. Like, you're not quite sure what's going to happen. So just show up in the best way I can to listen and to get to know somebody. And then the best part is if they end up saying yes.
Yes. Yes. It's great to celebrate. You know, I'm talking about celebrating the no's. We can celebrate the yeses as well. Oh my goodness. We should really get back to that. Not should. I don't mean shooting all over ourselves. I mean, you know, don't shoot all over yourself. I should do this. I should do that. Don't shoot all over yourself. Right. But instead, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, as people join the community, when we first began and for quite a few years, my daughter and I would just do the happy dance, you know, in the living room, and we'd go out for dinner to celebrate that person and their leap. And maybe because she became a busy university student, no, we stopped doing that every single time. But we still do it sometimes. And it's just like, wow, celebrate the yeses too. What fun is that? It begins a journey where we can actually do our work on the planet, live our lives on purpose on the planet. What could be better than that? Okay, thank you. Beautiful. Anything else wanting to be said about loving sales? What a great place to begin. Yeah, Heidi.
Well, it comes from a place of wanting to love sales.
Good. Perfect. And thank you. I hear you. Yes. Good.
What struck me when you were talking about the happy dance and wanting to be of service, everyone, what struck me is that the money is a measure of everyone's courage. That is it my courage to invest in myself? And it's also my courage to request what is commensurate with my value. So both people have courage in that sales conversation, and the opportunity is to be of service, but also to receive the service. And both people have to figure this out and feel their way into it. But that just, that opened up for me in everyone's talk about it just now.
Oh, so good. It's people together having the courage to decide something, both the person offering and the person receiving, stepping into all of who they can be, a bigger version of themselves in a moment of a decision that is life-changing. Who wouldn't want to be there? Who wouldn't want to be there? I love that you underlined that part about the courage, Heidi. You know, don't we want to be with people who are, don't we want ourselves to find the courage to live the lives that, like Jonathan, like having, you know, he's like, I was afraid. And, no, you know, things just can be scary over here as an, you know, entrepreneurial land and in the land of actually living on purpose and doing, you know, sharing our gifts and so on. But then the finding of the courage is so good. Jonathan was one particular leap that we saw, but all of those leaps, that's holding space for somebody at the moment of a big leap. And again, here we're talking about $5,000 and up. And for some of you, they're going to be going, $5,000. And some of you will be going, like, what about, it's more like 5 million. It doesn't matter what the number is, but it's like, we're not, whatever it is, we're not selling widgets. We're not selling something for $1.49. And $1.49 or $97 or even $197 for me, even $1,000, $2,000, those are smaller sales. And so that person is not invested. But we're talking about somebody investing their time, their money, their life force energy to solve something that has been a problem for them, sometimes for a short time, sometimes for a long time, but it's a deeper problem and we're providing solutions. And that's a great place to be. And maybe it's different selling a stick of gum. You know, I don't know. I don't know what that's like. That's not, no, not what we're doing here. But something, it's about deep level connection. It's about deep level service. It's about actually solving problems, stepping up into courage. Who wouldn't love that? Who wouldn't love that? Okay, excellent. Anything else wanting to be said about why you love or are wanting to fall in love with sales? I love that tweak there, Heidi. For some of you, it's like depending on, you know, don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle, right? Some of you might be going, okay, I don't know about sales. And some of you are like, well, get me in there right now. Good to go? Okay. I want to talk just briefly about, well, what makes somebody good at sales? And again, making friends with that word, if you don't find that word very friendly, it's a great idea to make friends with it. You don't always have to call it sales, but it's a good idea to make friends with that. Well, what makes somebody good at sales? All the qualities you talked about, well, you know, real relationships and courage and connecting with people and offering service and all that is at the heart of great sales. And what I want to give you just a quick picture of. I know that when I bought my very first car, and people talk about used car salesmen, you know, that's a kind of stereotypical not good sales. Now, my friend's cousin was a used car salesman. He was a really nice guy. I never bought a car from him, but I'm sure he didn't sell like this, right? So it's not about used car salesmen, but it just so happened that when I bought my first car, I almost bought it from a used car salesman who was a stereotypical used car salesman, right? And so that's not good sales. Like, we were very close in price. I really wanted this car. And he was really condescending. There was so much ego. It was all about him. And we were $300 apart. And then he said, obviously, I still have, you know, a disempowering story about it. I haven't gotten over it yet. You know? When I talk about it again, I'm like, oh. It was just, I wanted to tell you this because it's such a good illustration. And we get scared of being that. Nobody in this room could be that because it's not you. But I want to just name the animal, kind of name the thing, so we don't get worried about it, right? So we're $300 apart, and he said, well, I can't remember what he did, but he said, well, sweetie, I know you're going to come around and you did that, you know. It was just horrible, and he was, you know, there was power over, and there was, you know, it was all about him, and there was lots of ego, and it's like, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you, and it was just like, it was just icky. And you might have encountered that somewhere in your life, and then it taints our idea about what sales is about. Yeah, some of you are nodding. If you get what I'm saying, either you've experienced it, you've seen it, or somebody trying to take advantage or whatever it is, raise your hand. We probably all have stories about that. Like, we're getting 100% of people, right? So that's not what we're talking about here. If that's what you want, you have to go somewhere else. You might as well hang up. Not what we're doing here. I want to name it so we can, you know, bless and release. Like, that's not what's happening here. And on the other side, and some of you, I think I was even talking about this just last week in one of the calls. Sometimes now I can't remember which call. Was it a Q&A call? Was it, you know, because I was talking to you guys in different circumstances. But recently, Yvonne has, you know, Yvonne wears many hats in this community and began as a student and is still here also in capacity as a student, right? And we've been friends for many, many years. From the time that, you know, my man died in 2016 and she was at my door within the hour, I think, you know, so we, you know, so long-standing connection. One of the hats she wears is she also, you know, helped out with sales, right? But it sounds funny even saying that about Yvonne, because it doesn't feel like that at all. I wouldn't put like, and why I wanted Yvonne to be able to hold space in this way. She's both student and client care and team member. And we've done so much together, you know, friends for many years. Is it Yvonne came in not thinking about herself as a salesperson at all? She just came in just like you did, and as a student for years. And I think I just told this story recently, but not all of you were there. So I think of it as quintessential Yvonne. We were doing Story Freedom, our 3-day event. We were doing it live many, many years ago. And already then, it's like as the team is growing, I hope Yvonne will do this work. If it's not Yvonne, then it'd have to be somebody like Yvonne. And Marie does this work as well at Story Freedom, right? Amazing, amazing, heart-centered soul. All they're doing is holding space, helping people make a decision. That's all. Again, I don't even think of it like sales. It's like to put their names beside that used car salesman, I don't even, it's like travesty, right? And the reason that I called them both in, and then Yvonne does more of that work, but Marie does this work at all as well on the team, is because Yvonne was there years ago at Story Freedom, and I just made an offer day two, the end of the day, I made an offer, and there was somebody there who, well, it was more than one person, but I think of you particularly, Yvonne, with this one person. And I left, maybe somebody was asking me a question, whatever it was. It was already quite late at night. And I just saw Yvonne, and she just stayed there. I don't know how late she stayed there. And it was just typically Yvonne. And she stayed there till midnight or something like that. It was just like outrageously much longer because somebody was there trying to make a decision. They thought they might want to join our community, but they weren't sure. And Yvonne was just there as a student, and she was just like, I want to help this person, whatever they decide. Because they could see that they're in the pain of the place of decision. And she knew the benefits over here in the community, but she wasn't going to say, hey, join the community because, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not that person. What is it that this, what will actually help this person? What will actually help them? Whether it's that we never see them again, they come to do the work, there's a smaller piece, there's somebody else in the industry that would help them more. Actual real service. And she was doing it just because that's who she is. She just wanted to help. So when I first approached her a couple of years ago saying, do you want to hold space for people like that in this community? She's like, oh, sales, Yvonne, I could tell on you, right? because not everyone was on the call. You've all heard some pieces of the story about sales. Like, I don't do sales, you know. I don't know anything about sales. Why would you ask me? This is what we're talking about here. This is what we're talking about. That is what the best of sales is. It's not that used car salesman, all ego, trying to make a sale. It's nothing like that. The image that I have when I think about sales is Yvonne there late at night, holding space for somebody with nothing to gain, in that case, actually nothing to gain herself other than she knew what a great community this was. She knew that person and she just wanted to help them. And she wasn't even there with the, you know, she was setting aside the vested interest. Of course, she would love for them to join because she knew it would change his life, you know, years and years ago, but also just holding space neutrally so that he could decide. Wow. Again, I don't need to teach you anything else about sales. I will keep giving you some more pieces, but this is the foundation. Make sense? And Yvonne going like, I don't know anything about sales, Michelle, or something, right? Why would you ask me? That's a silly thing to ask. I don't know anything about that. And our company has sales at its center too, because now she embraces it because, you know, it's so beautiful. Like, come such a long journey in a couple of years. When you do that, you'll know what to do. Yeah. And Yvonne, just 1 second. And then I absolutely want to hear from you. And, but when you know that that's how it goes, I want to remind you of your own innate capacity for sales. This is such a heart-centered group. What Yvonne did there, sitting there, holding space for that person, you all know how to do. You've all done that for a friend, a family member, somebody grieving, somebody who needs support. You bump into somebody in the street, they need change. This is a heart-centered community. You guys are amazing. You're my ideal client has something of my parents. If you've heard this before, I want to say it here, and then Yvonne will hear you. Absolutely. My parents would, you know, give you the shirt. I'm thinking about them so much. I just saw my parents home yesterday for the last time ever. I just left. I'm halfway to my own city. I have my mom's china in the back of my car. I'm thinking about them so much right now, right? And they would literally give you the shirt off their back, like when Charisse and the neighbor came by and said, hey, Mr. G, I love your jacket. And he just goes here and handed it to them, right? You guys are all like that. You all have that inside you. I want you to also keep a shirt for yourself, right? And I want you to know how to build strategically so that you're not just giving it away because you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out and then you won't be able to help people. I want you to charge appropriately. I still want that for you. I mean, I can't want it more than you guys want it for yourselves, but that's what I want for you. I want you to serve, of course you will, charge appropriately, know some structures that will help you do this. But I just want to start on that foundation. You all know this because of the deep heart that you have. And then it's just icing on the cake that I'm adding some structure that will help you, or having you notice what you already do in so many areas of your life. That's the best sales training that I could ever give you. And then we'll just keep adding some more pieces. So hope you're hearing it in a different framework now, making friends with it, right? Yvonne, thank you so much. What do you want to add to that?
Well, I just want to tell myself a little further since we're at it.
I missed the one word. Tell on yourself a little further.
Tell myself a little further. So we were doing the very first virtual Story Freedom, you know, for a few years ago. And
thank you for telling Amy, story, yes,
Amy is part of our team, as you know, and Amy was going to do all the logistics, but that's not how I had interpreted it. I was like, you know, like she will do maybe a couple of things and then I will do a whole bunch of things. And so her and I were in Slack that morning of the first day. And I was saying, so how are we doing this again? You know, what am I doing? What are you doing? And she said, well, I do all of that. And I literally, you know, sat there crying because I was like, if I'm not involved in the event, you know, with doing some of the logistical pieces, why in the hell am I even there? And it's, you know, it's that mind frick that happens that, you know, has kept telling me that I was not a salesperson. And it finally, that event, it finally sunk in with me that I'm that and a bag of chips.
So thank you for that, Yvonne. So if there's any sales reluctance in you, if you think that's not you, then you're in exactly the right place, or if you've ever thought, had that thought, right? And it, and that even, you know, reasonably recently compared to that live event many, many years ago, right? So it's a process of discovery. And it's like, oh, you mean I'm there to, and we can use the word sales, or you say, I'm there to hold space for people. Some people might want to do this. I can hold space for their decision and be there to help them figure out, you know, what are the factors that I'm weighing, and is it going to be this or is it something else? And, you know, but so still not owning it. It's like, well, if I'm not organizing breakout rooms, what else would there be to do? So the not seeing the capacity for holding space in that way, because Yvonne comes from heart first. And I get like, again, that's, I knew that's who I wanted on my team. Make sense? And that's who you already have on your team. You. And I want you to fall in love with sales so much that you don't even want to give it away. I love doing strategy sessions. It's that beautiful place where somebody's on the point of making decisions. I reluctantly give it away, except it's like, okay, well, it's in good hands, it's with Yvonne, right? I reluctantly give it away to team, but it's like a team at Story Freedom. It's like, I didn't give that. I just like have to make space because I'm like, they're better at it than I am. You know, so give that to Marie, give that to Yvonne. You'll find people on your team who will do that for you, but you only want to do that by the time that you are so in love with it that you don't want to give it away. Don't farm it out. Don't abdicate. You want to be in love with sales, fall in love with sales, own that word. And it's a process. Thank you for underlining that, Yvonne. It's a process, especially for heart-centered people, in a sense, right? There's people out there who are going, you know, how can you grab the most? How can you whatever? I don't know how to teach that. I don't know how to do that. You know, that's somewhere else. And then they might have their own sales issues. But I don't, whatever their issues are, that's not the planet we're living on here, right? For heart-centered people, it's actually owning your own capacity and knowing that you're already good at it. You've already held space for people so many times. Like, if you've ever helped a friend out and listened to them, or a family member, or somebody in the street looking for directions, and you went, tried to listen to them to see what they wanted, and then gave them directions, or if you've ever helped out, you know, somebody in the grocery store, and they wanted, you know, everybody else was ignoring them, but it was like somebody wanted a little, you know, an older woman with a cane, and she wanted to find out where the eggs were, and you stopped and helped them because I know the room I'm in, right? If you've ever helped anybody in your life, raise your hand. I mean, I know it's such a ridiculous question, but I just want you to notice this. That means you're completely equipped for sales the way that we do them here, and that's all you need to do. You're already doing it. That's the most important thing I could teach you, and then I'll give you a few more things about it. I just want you to be empowered. No, you already know this, just like Yvonne. And it was a different iteration. She was already doing some of that work and still didn't know that that's what she was doing. So we own it at different levels, different degrees. Make sense? All right. So let me just double check. Okay. So that's a piece on, I think I'll break this up again, just a little bit. I won't always break it up. We'll see how it goes. But that's a piece on, you know, what makes a great salesperson, and that you are that person, even though you might not know it yet. And then we don't start from this. I love the mystery that Marie talked about. Like, I wonder what's going to happen. But it's not a mysterious thing, the sales process, something out there that other people know that somehow you've got to gain access to. I want you to stand differently in this. You do this. You're good at it already. You just don't know it. Just like Yvonne so beautifully demonstrated that. And then I'll show you what you're already doing, and I'll just add a few more pieces. So you're empowered to go and have those conversations right away, right here, right now. All right. So.